Hello, and thank you for listening to Talking Asset Management with KPMG. In today's episode, we discuss recent findings in the YA Global Tax case on partnership reporting developments for funds with foreign partners.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of our Talking Asset Management podcast with KPMG. This is the Credit Focus series. I'm Scott Woods, a tax partner with KPMG in our Dallas office and one of the leaders in our credit fund practice. With me today is Tom Greenaway with our W&T group. Tom, thanks for joining.
Thanks, Scott. It's great to be here.
Right. Thanks. And Tom focuses on our IRS controversy matters and has been helping us parse through a lot of the YA Global case as it unfolds. On this podcast today, we're keeping it short and focusing on the compliance and regulatory aspects of the YA Global decision. We won't go too much into all the facts and findings of the case as we've been doing that on other podcasts. Tom, let's spend a few minutes talking about protective 8804s. Perhaps if I told you a month ago that we wanted to discuss protective 8804s on a podcast, I'm not sure you would have returned my calls. So what are the facts of this case and the ruling that led us to this particular issue we're talking about now?
Yeah, you're right about that, Scott. This was a pretty obscure form, and a lot of folks really didn't pay that much attention to it. But in the wake of the YA Global case, it's getting a lot of airtime. So the reason for that is in the YA Global case, the fund that was the petitioner in the case did not file an 8804, which is the form that's used to report effectively connected income and report withholding on that effectively connected income by a withholding agent, in this case, a foreign partnership. The partnership in that case did not file an 8804, and the IRS argued that it should have and should have been subjected to quite a lot of withholding tax on that form, and the court agreed. So along the way, the court had a discussion about what would have happened if the partnership had filed a return, because that was important for statute of limitation purposes and other reasons. So because the partnership didn't file one of those forms, all the discussion in the case was really not at issue, but the court had a couple thoughts on what should have been sufficient to start the statute of limitations. In our view, the court probably went overboard in terms of what would have been required to start a statute of limitations. So just to organize our thoughts around what the court started with, the court said YA Global might have been able to commence the running of the period of limitations if it had filed a Form 8804 for each of the years in issue, reporting zero liability, describing its activities, and explaining the grounds for its belief that it was not engaged in a U.S. trader business. So in our view, that goes too far, Scott. Really, there is a practice, and some of our clients have been doing this for years, of filing what's called a protective 8804, which is merely filling in the address block of the form and putting zero for the amount of effectively connected income if the partnership in good faith believes that's the right answer. And in our view, that should be sufficient to start the statute of limitations.
Yeah, now I know that there's a concept of if the 8804 applies at the fund level with the foreign partners, if you're that foreign feeder that's a corporation, a lot of times they would file a protective 1120F. And the 1120F actually has a box you can check that is for protective filings. So the 8804 doesn't have that per se?
No, it doesn't, Scott. And that's because the regulations supporting that form 1120F are different than the regulations supporting the form 8804. But that's an instructive lesson. There were many foreign corporations who for years did not file protective returns, but then in the wake of some litigation, they decided to go ahead and start doing that. I think even in the past couple of weeks, Scott, I know you and I have both been on calls with clients where they're definitely reconsidering whether or not to file a protective 8804.
Yeah, and I know once those protective 1120F rules came out and people started filing, there was also the concern, though, that you're kind of identifying yourself to the services as you're filing this protective form. So maybe there's an issue there that they should be looking into. Is there any concern there? What's the cost-benefit analysis that has to be done?
Yeah, excellent point, Scott. So obviously filing a form with the IRS puts you on the radar of the IRS, but there are many of these partnerships that are already filing a Form 1065, as YA Global did in its case. So the incremental exposure of filing protective 8804 in those cases is minimal. It's a slightly different calculation for foreign partnerships that do not file a 1065. But again, the lesson of the YA Global case shows that sometimes getting the statute of limitations going is a good idea.
Yeah, and I think not only did it allow to get the statute running, but it would preserve the ability, kind of along with the 1120Fs, of the ability to take deductions where appropriate. So I think that's a huge factor as well.
Yeah, exactly right. Obviously, the taxpayer in YA Global was playing defense on a blank slate where there was no return filed. And, you know, as we learn the lesson of the case, one lesson is, you know, in the right circumstances where it is a little bit of an uncertain question as to whether or not there's ECI, maybe a protective form 8804 is a good idea.
All right, thanks. Is there anything else our audience may want to consider about this?
No, but it's a quickly developing field, and we're certainly learning as we go along with our clients.
All right. Well, hey, I certainly do appreciate the time and insights today. If anyone listening has any questions, please reach out to us or any of your KPMG contacts.
Thank you for listening to Talking Asset Management with KPMG. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and visit read.kpmg.us/talkingassetmanagement for more information.